You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
So just last weekend, I told you guys about how Little Nas X had lost his mind running around the streets of LA at 4 in the morning in nothing but his whitey tighties. The reports were that he had punched a police officer and then was taken to the hospital. Then once they knew he was okay, he was taken to jail, where he would have to wait until yesterday to finally see the judge. And let me tell you guys, this whole situation has gotten way worse than I initially thought, with the pop star now facing multiple felony charges and potential years in prison. So as you guys can see, Lil Nas X has pled not guilty to felony charges, and his bail has been set at $75,000. Like I told you guys, he had to spend the weekend in jail, and this would be the first time that we would see him since the incident occurred.
The story getting a lot of attention. Lil Nas X made his first court appearance following a bizarre incident down Ventura Boulevard and his subsequent arrest.
The singer pleaded not guilty to felony charges. Video obtained by TMZ shows the Grammy-winning artist strutting in Studio City early last Thursday wearing nothing but underwear and cowboy boots.
And it's interesting that he ends up pleading not guilty to these charges, because in a little bit I'm going to be showing you guys the courtroom footage, and the guy's lawyer is going to claim that he wasn't even on drugs in the first place, which is pretty strange considering the initial reports were that he was like potentially ODing, which never really made sense. I mean, I don't know anyone who's overdosed and then continued to go walk the streets of LA.
Not only was he wandering around in his underwear, but he eventually was wandering around naked.
God
His
damn.
First court appearance here at the Van Nuys courthouse was brief, and he got what he wanted. He's going to be released on bail, but with some conditions.
So not only did this guy assault three police officers, but he was also potentially naked while doing so. I mean, honestly, the guy is lucky to still have his life, because that type of situation goes left so fast so often.
For Lil Nas X, whose real name is Montero Lamar Hill, pleaded not guilty to the four felony charges he's facing. This is him making his first court appearance earlier today.
God damn, he's still singing that song?
We'll be late to the party tonight.
Oh, I guess they just, like, fucked up the clip. I thought that boy was still going, oh, nah, nah, nah.
He was only wearing underwear and white boots. He was spotted later naked and wandering on the street.
And I don't know if it's like a gay dude thing, but like the type of whitey-tighties he was wearing, I would think would be mad.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Uncomfortable to be just like sitting in all day.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office has charged Montero Lamar Hill with three felony counts of battery with an injury on a police officer.
Damn.
And one felony count of resisting an executive officer. The LAPD says when officers approached the rapper, he charged at them.
Yeah, this is really not a good situation for him at all. I mean, catching three potential felony charges could obviously result in multiple years in prison, and they don't even care if you were on drugs. I don't even know how much they might care if you were going through a bout of, like, psychosis, or how easy that would be to prove, because I do think that's the angle they're gonna take here. And his father would actually speak to the media after bailing his son out of jail.
He's in good spirit. He's alright. He's very remorseful for what happened. You know, but it can happen to any family. You know, he's going to get the help that he needs. And just keep him in your prayers, you know. Give him the same grace and mercy that God give everyone.
I mean, me personally, I do believe in, like, a merciful God. I don't believe in, like, a petty God like some Christians seem to do. But obviously, given his track record of mocking Jesus and mocking Christians and mocking Catholics, there has been a lot of rhetoric online of basically, like, oh, this is finally the karma hitting him.
He's doing great mentally. He's doing great mentally.
What was that first conversation like with him?
It's awesome. Awesome. We shed tears. We shed laughter. But he's in great spirit. Give God all the glory. Give God all the glory. That's what he's gonna do when he first get out.
And it's so ironic, he seems to have this father that's all about God. I believe I saw an interview where he said that, you know, his family is pretty religious, including his grandmother who raised him.
I also had to think about, like, how many of my family members are, like, Christian, like my grandmothers and stuff, and, you know, like aunties and things like that. And I'm like, wow, like, do they see this as that too?
So I'm sure they were very conflicted seeing the type of music and imagery he was putting out there.
Hill's charges include three counts of battery on a police officer and one count of resisting arrest.
And so obviously y'all saw the footage of him getting into that car. Lil Nas X has left jail after posting the $75,000 bail. So maybe the guy's not totally broke as many have speculated at this point. Just wanted to show you guys a couple of photos of his release. I mean, for his standards, the guy is looking pretty rough. You know, maybe 2 days in the pen really changed him. And here is some actual footage from the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Courtroom where Lil Nas is addressed by the judge.
So calling the case of People versus Montero Hill, case number 25-DWCF-0. What led up to his arrest? I did not observe the arrest. It was a speedy preliminary hearing within 10 court days of today, 60 calendar days. Do you understand and give up that right so your case could be set for preliminary?
And can we just acknowledge for a second how fucked up this courtroom setup is? I mean, don't get me wrong, I know the guy assaulted a police officer, and I guess maybe they see him as a danger, but can the man really not at least stand in front of the judge even if you have to handcuff him? Like, they pretty much have the guy in this whole other holding cell like he's fucking Hannibal Hector or some shit.
That's correct, Your Honor, but we just don't know whether that was actually factually accurate or just some officer's hunch. That was uncorroborated. We don't know what happened. I'm assuming they drew blood or tested him, so at some point we'll find out, but right now there's nothing in the record that drugs were even a part of this.
Like I said earlier, now they're saying that drugs were not a part of this. She alludes there to the idea that they might have drawn some blood from him so they could take some sort of test. But if they're gonna go the whole psychosis, mental health, manic episode route, I do think that this whole situation is going to get very polarizing.
And so this is just an aberrant episode and in an otherwise productive life. To call his life productive, I think, would be an understatement. I think it's a remarkable life.
We're going to set bail at $75,000. And if he makes that bail, he's ordered to not own, use, or possess any
illegal narcotics, attend 4 NA meetings per week, or enroll in an outpatient drug program.
God damn. He said, I don't give a damn. If you're getting this probation, you still are going to go to rehab, my boy. I mean, just look at the deep sorrow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
On this guy's face.
So, Mr. Hill, do you understand and accept those conditions?
Yes.
I'm saying, what's up with this bullshit-ass setup they got? And his attorney would speak after the hearing.
Don't forget, he's 26 years old. So it's not unusual for something like this to happen, particularly when you have the pressure of being recognized internationally like him. And so we're going to do our best to address these things. And the best way to do that is just get the team and surround him with a team of people. You can see how much his dad cares, his family cares. And
so is this guy trying to suggest, like, oh, this only happened and he only got caught because he's so recognizable and so famous? I mean, I would go out on a limb and guess that if you have a 6-foot-something guy walking around naked in the streets of a very populated area, he is going to get arrested no matter what.
And we're just getting this, like, outpouring of love and support for him. It's really unbelievable.
And I'm pretty sure I saw a report that this guy that Lil Nas hired is actually, like, Donald Trump's ex-lawyer. Like I said earlier, here comes the polarizing takes. You got a lot of people saying this. Lil Nas X is an example of why you should never play with God or mock him. And then you have other people saying stuff like this. Lil Nas X is facing years in prison for having a mental health crisis. But Donald Trump, who is a felon himself, is the president right now. Make it make fucking sense. And to me, it's like, okay, let's not act like he is completely absolved from everything that happened. I mean, at the end of the day, the guy is stripped down naked in public and allegedly assaulted multiple police officers while doing so. So to me, whether it's like drugs or a psychotic break, that doesn't mean he's just going to be in the clear, and I think from here he's going to really be fighting an uphill battle. I mean, yeah, guys, at this point, it's really not looking good for Lil Nas X. I mean, I would think that when it comes to...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
His career and him being a pop star, like, those days are really over. This is probably all an absolute nightmare for the label after he was already trending downward, and then he does something like this, and I'm almost positive that they're pretty much going to discard him altogether. But I will continue to keep you updated on this situation. This is obviously something that could take, you know, multiple years to unfold at this point. Y'all let me know y'all's thoughts down below in the comments. I also want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing. But as you guys know, it's been your boy the Tan Superman, and some other fallen stars out here need to be covered. So I'm out. Peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.